we go. Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday Talk Around. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got some clouds, 40 degrees. And our history segment with our favorite historian, Jana Gageland. And I always like it when I ask, what's the topic? And you go, oh, boy.
Yeah.
So we got a good one today.
Well, I think we do. And it's going to be a two-part one.
So okay, good.
There'll be some carryover. So we'll probably talk today and then, you know, recover a little of that conversation next week. And
fantastic.
Then
what have you been digging? What have you dug up for us?
Well, we're doing snacks.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what they were called in 1925. Remember in 24 we had the Dum Dum Suckers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the big thing that came out of that year. Well, we've got some that came out of 25 as well.
Okay.
So one, and this is going to be a show and tell. Got to get my bag over here.
Okay. Oh, you brought props. I love this.
I did, yes.
I love this.
You know, sometimes props will trigger memories.
Sense memory kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of the snacks from 25 was goobers.
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 Okay.
Goobers were...
Ooh, those look good.
Yeah, they were peanuts that were chocolate covered, but they were individual. I prefer Brock's myself.
Yeah.
But these were chocolate-covered peanuts, and the peanuts came from North Carolina.
And when was this?
25.
25, and they're still going strong today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's mostly a theater candy. So, like, if you go to the movie and you buy candy there, you find those boxes.
You find goobers there.
Yeah.
All right.
And the name, because of North Carolina and the southern states, called peanuts, goobers.
Goobers.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it came from.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So Nestle's makes them, and it was very popular in the South, made its way up here. Nothing special. It's just a chocolate-covered peanut, but people, you know, were asking for them, and they got them. So that's a goober.
Oh, man, I love it.
And then some people started using them in recipes. So they would use the goober for, oh, maybe brownies, or if they had homemade ice cream, or maybe they put them on top of the ice cream. So,
okay.
Yeah, kind of like a Buster bar sort of thing.
And considering this came out of North Carolina, I guess it would explain why goober on Andy Griffith, that's how he got his name.
I think there's a tie in there.
Absolutely, I think you're right.
Okay, so we have another one. This one.
Did you find one of these too?
The next one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
1925.
So you went digging and you went shopping.
I went shopping.
Bit of honey.
I had this list and I was asking people, have you seen these here? Because there are a few we didn't find. But
I love these.
Do you like
these bit of honeys?
Bit of honey?
Yeah, they're really good.
A delectable bite-sized chew. And it's, you know, got the honey in it, real honey. And then to make it a little bit more flavorful and give them that nutty flavor, they added bits of almonds. So it's a classic, sweet, satisfying treat.
That's says, nutty little honey chews.
Yep.
Right, you know, on the package.
It's taffy.
Okay. You know. Oh, I love these.
So the company who made the Dum Dums also made those.
Okay.
So they had a good thing going for a couple of years.
Boy, I guess.
And they like, you know, people liked them because they were soft.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you buy some that are expired, they're hard. But, you know, otherwise, you know, it's a pretty good choice. This one, is not one of my favorites, but it is for a lot of people.
What do you got here now? Ooh.
Yeah, Mr. Goodbar.
Ooh, that's what they call Tom Schmaltz at the zoo, Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah.
Oh, these are good, too. You're making me hungry here.
Well, again, it's very simple. It's just Hershey's chocolate, and you got peanuts in there, you know, but people like that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a small size. You can buy the larger size bars and even the giant size ones.
So. Okay, and these came out when?
25.
In 25, okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yep, they're all from that year, and it's like, okay, how did this candy bar get its name? Well, the owner and, the person who is in charge of making them, you know, somebody said to him, oh, that looks like a really good bar. And he misunderstood it.
Cha-ching.
And named it Mr. Goodbar.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
And
so,
in 2025, it's still Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it hung on.
Again, it's a favorite of a lot of people. I think you can probably buy them at, snack places and, of course, gas stations, whatever. And then, of course, we had a spin-off. I think there was a movie, Mr. Goodbar,
yes.
And I think there was maybe a cartoon character or whatever. So it it made its rounds.
It's had a good shelf life.
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then I think that yellow wrapper with the red lettering, you know, really kind of stands out for people to purchase them.
Good marketing tool.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. We got one more.
All right.
We got time?
Yes. You've been shopping. You've been digging around. I love this.
Okay.
And finally, oh, yeah. The Charleston Chew.
Yeah.
The mini Charleston Chew.
Yeah, you can get all different sizes of that. You know, they have the long, skinny ones, and they have the bars, and then those mini ones. Again, a theater size box.
Oh, these are great. I love the vanilla in here, chocolate and vanilla. Yeah.
Well, they have different flavors. There's strawberry, I think, too. But, yeah, so, again, it's just chocolate vanilla, you know, chocolate-covered vanilla or Yes, chocolate-covered vanilla.
Yes.
Yeah.
You used to have a commercial out. I think it went, what would you do for a Charleston Chew? So and these people doing all these crazy things.
Right, and which was how it kind of got its name. So there was an actor who got injured, and he couldn't do that job anymore. So he had to choose a different profession. So he started making candy.
No kidding.
Right. His name was Cross, and so he had a buddy, and so it was Fox and Cross was the name of their company, and they made Charleston Chews, and they had a few others. There was one called the New Chew, which kind of led to the Charleston Chew. And I think it benefited because of the craze of the dance you know, at that particular
time. Oh, the Charleston, sure.
Yeah, Charleston Chew. And when I was talking with people about this, they're like, oh, I like mine frozen. I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah.
They put them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And, then take them out. I would think they would break or whatever.
That'd be a little fragile or crack a tooth, you know.
Yeah, I would say. So in trying to find some ads about them, you know, advertising, you know, what stores had them, I couldn't find anything. I went all the way through 1930 and nothing.
Nothing.
No. Hmm. But you would find an ad for, let's say, Red Owl. And you could buy 3 candy bars for 10 cents. It doesn't tell you what kind of candy bars.
Just candy bars.
Just candy bars.
Okay.
And there was an ad that said United candy bars. I'm like, what is this? There's no such thing as a United candy bar. So what happened is the tobacco companies would send their tobacco products probably for a delivery person.
Mm-hmm.
And they would deliver the tobacco products and then deliver these snack products too. So if you wanted candy bars, you just have to go in
sure.
and pick the one you wanted. But they did not advertise until you got to the Milky Way.
then we're advertising.
Yep,
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
I suppose we're out of time.
But that's clever, though. That's a good way to get you in the store because it's like, well, candy bars. We're not going to tell you what kind, but just come on in.
And you can get 3 for 10 cents.
I love that.
Or 1 for a nickel.
We're going to do a follow-up on this
next week?
Okay,
we are.
Perfect.
Yep. There's a little more fun stuff that goes along with it.
Janet Gageland, thank you for the shopping.
You're welcome.
And the digging. Always love this segment. Yeah.
Well, a little show and tell.
Talking Wahpeton history with Janet Gageland. You're going back to 1925 today. Hey, it's 8:17 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, Morning Zoo is up next.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we told